Oh, you're not. Well, you should call for
Tammy's up.
Peace and quiet. Yeah, there you go.
Good morning.
Morning.
I sent out an email and Scott had asked that I pulled current information and I had already actually done that. So what we're recommending is changing from Sun Life to Excellus for purposes of our stop loss. Both have proposed, as far as I can tell, identical coverage, both at 800,000 self-retained or self-insured retention, both with, if you can believe it, a cap of 50% if for 2023. They'll both go no higher than an additional 50% of premium. And neither will do what they call laser any claims, which means, again, this would be for 2023. I guess they have the ability to say, we're not taking that person and we're not taking that person, and we're not taking that person, but both have agreed not to do that again for 2023. Based on 792 contracts, which is what we have currently, or at the time they did the projections, we're currently paying 1227 as a composite rate for family and individual composite, which is about 116,658. So that's what we're paying in 2021. Of course, that goes up and down based on enrollment. Plus we pay 83 cents per contract to Excellus when we don't use their stop loss. So there's a fee that they charge because they have to work with the stop loss carrier. And that amounts to $7,888 for a total cost currently of $124,546. Sun Life renewal came in at $1,590 plus the $7,888 would be the 2022 would be $158,000, almost $159,000. The Excellus proposal is at $1,350, and then we don't have that extra 83 cents per month per contract. So that brings it down to $128,304. So the cost for 2022 over 21 will be about $4,000. And the cost differential between Excellus and Sun Life for 2022 is about $31,000.
I'll make a motion to move that.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other questions or comments?
Sorry, Scott, you also asked how long we'd been with Sun Life. Ever since we started with the stop loss, and I forgot to go and check how many years that's been. I think this is either our third or fourth year, maybe even fifth.
Who were we with before?
We didn't have any before. We have some money set aside to cover high cost claims, but prior to 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, we had no stop loss on health insurance.
I have kind of an odd question. Is this, do you have anything in your mind going on that this might be taking a step off the cliff in the respect of going, it's quite a savings. So obviously it's something we should, I think we should do, but can you see any drawbacks future?
None. Okay. I mean, the only thing we could conceivably do would be to drop that 800,000 down to 500,000. But based or something in between, but based on the claims, I don't.
Wouldn't be a wise thing to do.
Yeah, most of ours are in the 100, 200, 300. We had the one claim last year, 2020, that was over the 800,000, and that's all we've ever had. Mm-hmm. Of course, that probably will be more, recur more as time goes on because medical costs keep rising, the cost of biologics keeps rising. So we'll probably approach that more, but we should probably look at that every year. But based on our current claims, even though we have a lot more over 100,000, over 50,000, we're not approaching 500,000 much.
Okay. Thank you.
John. Yeah. So let me just get this through my brain here. We're going to pay an additional $3,700 from 21 to 22 for this coverage. But if we stayed with the other company, it would cost us 38,000 more.
31, I think.
31,000.
31. Yep.
Okay, so it's still costing us more. The other company just raised their rates.
Right.
Okay.
More so than Excellus was offering. Yeah. And they did shop it to a couple others too, but those two were the only two that were really in contention.
I guess why I asked that additional question was based on the way you explained it. It seemed to me like we've been with them. This is the first time we've kicked in the stop loss and now they're bumping our rates 29%.
I think that's probably what happened. I mean, yeah. We've had increases every year, but not to the degree that this one is. They haven't kept it flat for sure.
Anyone else? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it. We need a motion to adjourn. Meeting's adjourned.